Getting out of your comfort zone can be difficult as fuck. But when you finally do it, you have a better chance of making a more dramatic story that people will love. What's up, guys? This is Chuck West, and welcome back to the Anime Storytelling Podcast. Very special welcome to our first-time listeners. This is the podcast in which we discuss how anime music, and everything else in between inspires us to become greater storytellers. For those of you who are returning listeners, if you're wondering why there's no music playing in the background, it's because I'm outside. I'm used to recording the podcast inside, wanted to get out, get some fresh air, and also create an analogy. And talk about Fooly Cooly. Most of you may know that the third season of Fooly Cooly, that is Fooly Cooly Alternative, will be releasing in about a month or so. We just got done with Fooly Cooly Progressive, which was about a month and a half ago. Now, even though we moved on to the second season, which was about 15 years after the first one aired, the first two seasons have a big recurring theme, as I'm sure the third one will once it's released, and that is getting out of your comfort zone. Now, what does getting out of your comfort zone mean? It means doing the things that you want to do, but you're afraid to do. Simple and plain. But both main characters in both the first and second seasons had a lot of trouble doing that. So much potential within them, but they needed a bit of a push to reach that potential. And apparently, Haruka was the one to do it. A Vespa-driving, bass guitar-wielding, I'm not gonna call her a psycho bitch, but she's crazy. But in a fun way. You know what I mean? She really pulls your potential out of you, sometimes quite literally, pulling guitars and robots out of Naota's head. That's how it is in Fooly Cooly world. But you see, what if Haruka hadn't done that? What if Haruka had never appeared, and these characters just stayed in their boring lives, afraid to be who they truly are, afraid to get out of their comfort zone, afraid to go after what they really want in life, afraid to express their true feelings towards others? That's not a really exciting story. Why? Because it takes away all the drama, and also because so many of us do it. I must admit, I've been guilty of it myself. I've been through situations where I wanted to go somewhere to talk to somebody, to execute some sort of plan or strategy, or, you know, say something in a song, but I didn't say it, maybe because I was afraid to. I was afraid what other people would think. Just wanted to be considered one of the cool kids, so I would try to blend in with what everyone else was doing, to blend in with everyone else. Sometimes I would get so pissed off about, you know, seeing everyone be the same that I would just retreat from society, walk away from it, thinking that I was the better person. And the protagonists for both Fooly Cooly and Fooly Cooly Progressive both definitely started out the same way. But see, that's the thing. If it had just stayed that way, there's no unique story going on. No one's being forced into a situation that they don't want to be in so they can become a better person. Sometimes it has to happen that way. I know it can seem crazy, fucked up, painful, but that's how a lot of it happens. That's how a lot of new opportunities and new strengths and passions come about. People leave their comfort zone and all of a sudden, they become even greater. Another reason I wanted to bring up Fooly Cooly is because if you've been following me on Instagram, you know that I do a lot of freestyle AMVs. You know, I'm an MC. I rap, I do my thing, and I love anime. So I want to bring those two things together to entertain you guys. What you may not have known is that I actually put together a Fooly Cooly inspired project a little while back, called it Cooler Than Fools. But you see, I released it rather silently because, like most protagonists in the beginning of an anime, I was a little worried about what other people would think of it. I was a little worried that I was too in left field, you know, too different. People wouldn't enjoy it as much as I would want them to. But fuck that. That ends today. Very soon I'm going to be releasing that project full scale. You can follow me on Instagram to check it out at cwest89. Again, that's cwest89. That is both my Instagram and Twitter handle. Also, you can find me as Chuck West on Facebook. A lot of the AMVs that I put out a while back on Instagram, I'm putting out now on Facebook. So if you want to see those AMVs, you can see them there. But again, remember Fooly Cooly. Get out of your comfort zone. Do that crazy shit. It's part of what makes us grown. And adulting is hard, man. I know it can be hard. But hey, that's how heroes are born. Corny as it sounds, that's how heroes are born. Get out of your comfort zone. Get a more dramatic story. Inspire more people. Like Fooly Cooly did, right? All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. I'll catch y'all later. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.